Interagency collaboration takes on quite a lot of different definitions in terms of the big picture. In each school, the definition of interagency collaboration might look slightly different. But in general, it is a process whereby you carefully and purposefully plan and design cross-agency, cross-program collaborative efforts related to transition outcomes for youth. That's a definition that's been given within the research for what interagency collaboration means. Now, that certainly doesn't assist school practitioners to take it to the level they need for implementation. Many teachers serve different types of students. So if you're a teacher who's serving students with learning disabilities, their post-school outcomes and therefore their support needs once they're in the community and as adults are going to look different than teachers who are working with students with significant disability, who may have long-term support needs. For those students and families, they would access different types of agencies and supports in the community. So understanding how it operates in each community and for each teacher will look slightly different. But in general, the process that would work for any teacher in any school district is first to identify the post-school outcomes, those measurable post-secondary goals that their students are interested in achieving, and then based on those outcomes to reach out and to go find the services and support that students would need in order to be successful in those post-secondary settings. When we're thinking about interagency collaboration, the critical groups that need to be involved certainly include school personnel, whether that's special ed teachers, transition coordinators, guidance counselors, school social workers, the folks that are engaged for all youth as they are exiting school and entering into their next phase, whether it's post-secondary education or employment. That's a critical piece of interagency collaboration. Families and students are also active and must be engaged in interagency collaboration themselves. They have very specific roles and responsibilities related to seeking out services and advocating for what they need from those service agencies. And then the third and biggest, and that's the group that's most difficult to pin down, but those are those community organizations and agencies, both disability specific, for example, vocational rehabilitation, or agencies that are serving students with intellectual and developmental disabilities, mental health centers, so some of the disability-specific organizations. It can also include non-disability organizations, for example, a employment agency that's serving anybody in the community, or tutoring at a community college that's not specific to disability tutoring. So when we think about the groups that have to be engaged, it cuts across those three big groups, school, family, student, and then the community. It also cuts across disability-specific organizations and those that anybody can access, whether you have a disability or not.